Hi, and welcome again to Let's Talk About It. No one else is. I am your host, Deanna, and this is our third podcast, and we are going to dive into a segment that the Doctor's Show did on or around December 7th. It was a video we came across on YouTube, so we were kind of excited that, you know, they mentioned PPCM, peripartum cardiomyopathy, which is a pregnancy-related heart failure. They mentioned it very briefly. It doesn't get mentioned at all on TV, so we were excited that they mentioned it. However, in talking with Dr. Fett, he is our leading researcher in peripartum cardiomyopathy. He has devoted his life to it and research for 25 plus years. And so we wanted to get his opinion, because anytime somebody talks about PPCM or acts like they know what PPCM is, we always get his opinion. And most of the time they're wrong, because a lot of people do not know. They are not educated about peripartum cardiomyopathy. So what Dr. Fett says is gold to us. He's a great asset to have with our raising awareness and making sure we get true facts about PPCM out to people. So on the Doctor's Show, there was a increase in, like, a 25% increase in pregnancy-related heart problems. They mentioned heart attacks mostly. But the researchers couldn't pinpoint why the increase was happening. And they mentioned it was possibly potentially due to older age. Women are having babies later. Obesity, more women are overweight. We've heard this, or have read this online with comments about pregnant women and heart problems. Some of the comments on there are just flat out nasty. Men saying that women are fat and overweight, and that's why we're having heart problems and this and that. So we're not quite sure what the researchers looked at, but we believe the 25% increase is because they're just now looking at why. Because the maternal mortality rate in the United States has skyrocketed, and it is finally being noticed, and there is a bill headed to the House to help with that, hopefully. And they're just now paying attention. So many things go on in pregnancy. I can't say whether the hospital is recorded or not, but if something happens to the mom after pregnancy, what's the documentation? If they die from pregnancy-related complications, what do they put down? Just they died because of the pregnancy, or do they dig in and find out why they died because of the pregnancy? Anyways, I got a little off track. So I do agree with them, is they said that heart disease is still the leading cause of women's death, which it is. It is more of a killer of women than all the cancers combined. There is no doubt about that. So what they called peripartum cardiomyopathy in this segment is a phenomenon. And pulmonary embolisms are a phenomenon. Now, to me, pulmonary embolisms are common, a little more common, because when I was taken in with what I didn't know was heart failure 2 weeks after I gave birth to my son, that's the first thing they checked for was a blood clot in my lung. And they didn't even suspect heart failure. So supposedly, per the doctors on the doctor show, pulmonary embolisms and peripartum cardiomyopathy is phenomenons. So there's thousands of us around the world who have had peripartum cardiomyopathy. So that means there's thousands and thousands of phenomenons around the world. And we are a reality. We're not a phenomenon. So what Dr. Fett wanted to point out, and I am happy to speak on his behalf, is that the video, the YouTube video clip of the segment related to pregnancy heart problems, is talking about more about coronary artery disease and myocardial infarction, a very uncommon occurrence during pregnancy compared to PPCM. Less than 10% of the conversation of this video is about PPCM. PPCM is one of the leading causes of maternal mortality in the U.S. and worse in many other countries. This would have been a great opportunity to promote awareness of heart failure and PPCM. Their points about reporting signs and symptoms that could be related to the heart are important, but the video is lost and incidental mention of problems with obesity, diabetes, and coronary artery disease. It should have been entitled "A Deadly Pregnancy Complication," with most of the discussion about heart failure / PPCM. But they just barely mentioned PPCM, when PPCM is one of the leading causes of maternal mortality. And we have a better blog that you could go to read more about an experience with PPCM. But one of the things that kind of blew me away about the doctor show segment is at the end how they talk about pay attention to your chest pain and shortness of breath. I agree with that. Shortness of breath comes with pregnancy. So, you have to be extra observant about your shortness of breath, because if it's to the extreme point, it could be PPCM or a pulmonary embolism. So we have a test, self-test on the Save the Mommies page, savethemommies.com, and there's a self-test there. It's free, and it rates you per the questions you answer. It gives you a point system, and then at the end, it tells you what next step to take. Now, if you have a high point system, you need to go into the doctor, like it says, and take your test results with you from the self-test, and definitely take somebody with you to help advocate for you, because so many doctors don't know about PPCM. They may have heard of it. They may have heard of it in medical school, but they're not educated in it. And so many of them think it's rare. So definitely pay attention to chest pain and shortness of breath. I agree, but you need to know what is out of the normal for shortness of breath. With a lot of us survivors, we can't walk a couple feet without losing our breath. We can't lay flat in bed to sleep. We can't go up a flight of stairs. We can't hardly drive because we're so short of breath and we're so weak. That's because the oxygen isn't getting through our blood because it's enlarged due to peripartum cardiomyopathy. So they also mentioned what can pregnant women do different. And they said to pay attention to blood pressure, very important. Know what is normal. I also agree that is important. Normal sugar and cholesterol levels. they say will help you have a happy and healthy pregnancy and then after the pregnancy. And I agree with that. We should always, whether we're pregnant or not, we should know our normal sugar and cholesterol levels. But the blood pressure, let me tell you something about that. So make sure you know what your normal blood pressure is. But even if your blood pressure elevates to an extreme level, we have had doctors say to us that is normal in pregnancy. Even if we know what our normal blood pressure is, and it's way above that, we have been sent home by doctors saying that is normal for pregnancy. So you really need to be your best advocate. Put your foot down. Say, this is not normal. I wish I would have. I wish other women would have. A lot of our heart sisters, which are fellow PPCM survivors, they wish they would have known about peripartum cardiomyopathy instead of now being in heart failure, not being able to take care of their child, being out of a job, and financial bills just out of the realm of being able to pay off, because cardio bills, as you can imagine, are really expensive. And this is on top of just having a baby. So you have those bills coming in on top of unexpected cardio bills. But we just wanted to give a rebuttal about that episode. There's a few things that were good about it. It was nice that they brought it up, but there needs to be a whole episode, like Dr. Fett said, about PPCM. And we have been requesting from the Doctor Show, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and Good Morning America, and the Today Show, and any show or newscast that you could think of, we have asked. So we haven't had any luck with that. So then when they came out with this little segment about this heart failure, we were like, what? It's about time. But then it was only a 4-minute segment, and barely any of it was about PPCM, which is one of the leading causes in maternal mortality. And they kind of sugarcoated it. And a lot of people do that because we don't want to scare women. We don't want to scare pregnant women. You know, we have this Cinderella bubble we like to put around pregnancy. It's a happy, beautiful time, which it is. But there are so many things that can go on with pregnancy that women need to know everything that is going on. Not just for their own health and their life, but for their baby's health and their life. So we have a link to a great blog piece, and it is at bigcitymoms.com, and it is what every pregnant and new mom needs to know. So it's www.bigcitymoms.com/everypregnantnew, and or you can find the link on the Save the Mommies Facebook page. But we just thank you so much for listening to us, and we hope that you will catch us on the next episode. And again, we appreciate the effort by the Doctor Show, but we rebut pretty much everything they said and would be more optimal if a whole segment, like a whole 30-minute hour show, could be focused on it. There are thousands of stories in the world, and everybody has a story to tell and no one to sit down and listen. We just need somebody to sit down and listen to us, because we're spinning our wheels, we're the hamster in the wheel, we're going and going and going, trying to spread awareness, trying to let people know, and nobody's stopping the wheel to say, hey, take a break, sit down, we'll listen to you. So please share this podcast with others, and we, as always, hope you have a heart-healthy day and years ahead. Thank you for listening.